This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The unionization effort at Cesar Chavez Prep Middle School in D.C. won backing from Dolores Huerta, who in 1962 co-founded the United Farm Workers Union with Chavez. Roughly 80% of the teachers at the school filed a petition with the NLRB last week to unionize. If they're successful, the school would become the first charter school in D.C. to have a union. In a letter supporting the union, Huerta said, "In conscience, I say if this union effort is thwarted, the name Cesar Chavez should be scrubbed from the walls of your school." There are over 2,000 biblical scripture verses calling people of faith to work for poverty, to work on social justice issues, and to welcome the stranger. ICE arrests in the first 3 months of the Trump administration totaled 41,000 people, up 40% over the same period last year. The 99 nuclear reactors in the United States supply one-fifth of the electricity. Six are scheduled to be retired by 2025. Between them, they generated more electricity last year than all of the solar panels in America combined. The holiday Juneteenth commemorates June 19th, 1865, the day when 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, a Union general delivered the news to Galveston, Texas, that slavery had been abolished. Hungary passed legislation to require non-governmental organizations that receive foreign financing to identify themselves as such and to disclose their donors. The regulations will apply to groups that get more than $26,200 a year from foreign sources. Non-compliance will force dissolution. 200 Democratic congressmen are joining a suit to prevent the president from profiting from his hotels and other operations while in office. Hearing a 13-page report from former Attorney General Eric Holder, Uber's board has vowed a culture change in the company, and founder and CEO Travis Kalanick has taken an indefinite leave. Europe will finally abolish cell phone roaming charges this week across the 28-nation bloc. Marketing data for charities finds that if you can trigger a sense of hope, donations go up. Youth unemployment rates are 25% in France, 38% in Italy, and 45% in Spain. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.